This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Okay, Senator Chuckie Schumer got out there the other day, and he decided that for whatever reason, because they're always wanting to restrict something. Have you ever noticed when they want to save you, they want to take away one of your rights? Well, he decided that it would be a good idea, or he's calling for. Now, there's no bill. This is just him talking. But he wants to talk about background checks for body armor, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. So joining me now, as you hear them all the time, presented by AR-500 Armor, from AR-500 Armor, is Jeffrey Schultz. Good evening, sir.
Hey there, Bill. How are you doing?
I am just trying to cope. But at the same time, I'm watching these yahoos always trying to mess things up and everything. Isn't body armor the most noble of passive defenses to get out there? You can buy it for your whole family, and then at least you know that they're protected to a certain degree. But there's nothing offensive as far as harming anybody about body armor now, is there?
No, we certainly believe it's among the most noble of defenses. And apart from you know, taking a steel plate and chucking it at somebody's head, I can't see how it could possibly harm anybody. But we're baffled by this recent development, and it seems pretty bad backwards in our opinion.
Well, I don't think it's going to go very far, because body armor, unlike guns, is very easy to buy in all 50 states, isn't it? Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Did you hear my question?
No, I'm sorry, Bill. I lost you there. What did you ask?
I mean, body armor is available in all 50 states. It's relatively easy to obtain, and there are no background checks, and you can buy it anywhere that might sell it. So like this yahoo in Walmart that he was doing the 2A check. They said he was wearing body armor, except he was wearing a vest, and they're calling it a tactical vest. But I don't think I wouldn't be caught alive with it on. Have you guys seen this kind of thing before, where they talk about wanting to do background checks and restrict the purchase of body armor?
Yeah, I believe it was about 3 or 4 years ago was the last time we saw a significant push at the national level to have some sort of restriction on body armor. As you pointed out, it is legal to buy and own in all 50 states. There are a few restrictions here and there at the local level, like if you live in Connecticut, you can't buy online. You have to pick it up in person. So, you know, when we get a sale, somebody in Connecticut, we ship it to a local dealer, and they have to go in and pick it up there. And I believe the city of Chicago, being backwards in many ways, also has a body armor ban. They implemented about a year or two ago, but after they implemented it, they realized how idiotic it was, and I believe they walked some of it back. There are some restrictions at local levels, but it's been a while since we've seen a national push for it, and it just it doesn't make any sense when you think through it. I can't imagine what the political calculus is when you're going out there saying, all right, so there's this product that literally is designed to stop people from getting shot, from stopping a bullet from entering your flesh, and we want to make it harder to get that product. So, I mean, the justification for it is, you know, I saw that article about the guy going into Walmart as well. I mean, Schumer didn't point to that, but he pointed to the Dayton shooter who was wearing body armor at the time. However, he was also dropped in less than a minute by 6 police officers who fired 58 rounds into him. So it's just, all right, well, it seems like there is not really that much of a threat to warrant any sort of national action. The only thing that makes sense is that it's political grandstanding. But even then, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense from our perspective because, again, why would you want to make a national campaign and tie your name to wanting to restrict access to a life-saving product that is has zero offensive capabilities? It is strictly designed for defense. It boggles our mind.
Well, I mean, it's not just that. I mean, you guys sell a variety of kits, some of which could be used for school children for their backpack. Is that going to be something they want? And you know, soft armor for a child. All
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR stuff.
That's the drama of live radio, Jeffrey. That's when you hit the wrong switch at the wrong time. Anyway, the there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But when we're coming up on it, we got a few minutes left. I don't want to get into this too much. But in the next segment, I want to talk about what that would look like if they actually imposed it. I don't think they're actually going to get it because nobody's written a bill. This is just Chuck Schumer getting out there wanting to be different from everybody else, I think. And Schumer's never met a gun he didn't want to ban or anything about guns that he didn't want to ban.
Sure. I mean, it be testing the waters, and that's where we're getting out there trying to help shape the conversation to indicate that, look, this is among the most boneheaded ideas that have ever come out of Washington, and that's a very long list. So to be at the top is quite the feat.
Quite the feat. So, that part of it. Plus, the body armor in and of itself, while it is a good thing, in combat it's a very good thing, but, I mean, most people that own body armor have the front and back plate, maybe the side plates, and that's just protecting a bundle of organs, but it's not everything. I mean, just because you're wearing body armor, that doesn't make you invulnerable. Are you still there?
See, reports it as restrict-proof vests. I mean, anybody who knows anything about body armor will know that there's no such thing as bulletproof. You can come up with the right round, the right velocity, the right conditions, and there's no such thing as bulletproof. It's a body armor, it's a tactical vest. It's not 100%. And I think, again, the fact that this is in response to the Dayton shooter who dropped in less than 60 seconds. Concern here about these products.
Are you all? You're on the road right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we may have to figure out a way to get you in to where we can hear you a little bit better because I'm having a little bit of trouble catching everything you're saying, and I want to hear everything you're saying. So. We're coming up on the first break. Jeffrey Schultz is with AR500Armor.com. That's where you can find. There's always a deal there. There's always a special there. There's always something on sale there. And their position on body armor is that is another part of the kit to keep you free, to keep you in the fight, the second chance that keeps you in the fight. And the other thing about their steel plates is it'll take multiple hits, and you don't have to worry about replacing that plate right away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Jeffrey Schultz from AR 500 Armor. And can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill.
Okay. So in the event that stupidity were to reign and they were to try to impose background checks on body armor, what would that do to the industry, to the body armor industry?
Well, it would certainly slow down the usual process quite a bit, but I expect that, sales of our curved and coated steel targets would probably increase quite a bit.
Right. But as far as, like, for the people that buy direct from you online, right, because you guys run a lot of online specials, for example, a lot of people come. Now, you do have a dealer network as well, but for the people that come to you, how would they possibly get a background check done online?
You know, it seems like things like the practical outworkings of legislation is usually the last thing on a legislator's mind. So I suspect that there is not even the tiniest inkling of a thought to that in Schumer's mind. So as far as how the process would work, what he's would require, there's probably going to be some bureaucratic nightmare, credit tape all over the place, requiring us to jump through all kinds of hoops, requiring the consumer to jump through all kinds of hoops, all in the name of, protecting people, even though we have this thing called the Second Amendment,
right,
which gives everyone the right to keep and bear arms. And again, I mentioned this last time I was on your show, but arms is weapons for offense and armor for defense.
So right.
If there is anything that is explicitly spelled out in the Constitution, it should be the right to bear arms right alongside the First Amendment. The first two, I don't see how anyone could ever be confused on.
As far as, like, plates and armor, I mean, I'm just trying to play their stupid game here. So would you have to serialize plate carriers and armor plates, and would they fall under different categories as in armor support, armor carrier? Would you have to serialize your trauma pads that you put in there to lessen the impact transmitted to, the kinetic force transferred through the plate? Would you have to serialize everything you got?
Yeah, I mean, if we were to go off of what exists now, for example, there are some regulations when it comes to shipping body armor overseas. There is some regulation there. So there are some hoops to jump through based on what type of body armor, at what level. There are different restrictions if you're talking about level 4 plates going overseas versus level 3+, 3A, that sort of stuff. So if they were to take a model like that, level 4 would probably be the most restrictive, because that's where you're talking about, high power rifle round stopping power. I don't imagine it would be hard to imagine any sort of justification for getting permission on ancillary products, accessories, things like trauma pads and pouches and carriers and all of that stuff, because the core is the body armor plate, the ballistic plate. And so, if they took the international regulations and applied those domestically, that's what I could see it looking like. But, as you already pointed out, this is, you just floated this idea. So we're kind of speculating here on what Schumer's got up in his noggin there, which I don't imagine being a whole lot.
Right.
And so what is the actual, details of the bill would be like, who knows, but I don't imagine it'll be rational. I don't imagine it'll be reasonable. So our sort of plan of action is to hope for the best, plan for the worst, and anticipate it being something as ridiculous and restrictive as you were suggesting, of every product that is on our site being somehow regulated and restricted and just being all kinds of awful.
Right. The, I mean, for some of the products that you sell, right? A lot of people that own guns are not the only people buying body armor. You've got first responders. You've got things that you sell to paramedics. You've got stuff that firemen get some of this stuff. I'm just trying to figure out what the, or if it's just another part of the puzzle that they're trying to put together to disarm us all together.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly what it seems like. I don't know how you can be any more straightforward and frank about that than trying to take away body armor from the citizens. It's like if the government is effectively saying, or at least Chuck Schumer is, in case we need to shoot you, we want it to be as easily as possible to kill you.
Sure.
So we don't want you to have a tool designed for stopping bullets. We want to make you as soft target as possible, which is baffling because, as you point out, there's all kinds of different people that are using these products. I mean, we just a few weeks ago launched our Phoenix armored backpack. So this is a backpack that is lightweight. It's less than 3 pounds. It has 3A rated body armor built into it, so it's not a separate panel that you have to tuck in and it jiggles around and jostles around inside your laptop pocket. It's got armor sewn into the backpack itself, so when worn properly, it will function like a carrier on your back, or you can flip it around on your front. And because of its lightweight design, it can be used for, you know, people of all ages. So why you would want to restrict a product like that, make it more difficult for people to get a hold of, especially in this day and age. Like, I understand the knee-jerk reaction from some people to and responding to some of the horrific events that happen in our country. But this, I just don't see why this would be a sensible reaction in any way, shape, or form. It seems like you would want to, in light of some of the events, get body armor out there more and equip more people with this stuff, not make it more difficult to get.
Well, plus you'd think they wanted to have it because we supposedly have an epidemic. You hang on for me if you would. We're going to talk about some of the new stuff that AR-500 Armor has when we get back. Talking to Jeffrey Schultz of AR-500 Armor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 800 points to close the day at 25,479 as 10-year Treasury yields fell below the 2-year yields for the first time since 2007, an ominous economic sign. Lenore Hawkins with Tematica Research tells Fox News what concerns her as well.
The total negative yield in corporate debt was $50 billion at about mid-January. Today it's over a trillion. So $50 billion to over a trillion. And that trillion, it was half of that just a month ago. That's telling you that people are very concerned with what's going on for growth prospects.
In a developing story, police officers are taking cover behind cars and other vehicles in a neighborhood in Philadelphia as a shooting unfolds that has left several officers hurt. At least 4 officers have been hit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Jeffrey Schultz from AR500 Armor. Let's talk about this new backpack that you guys have come out with, the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, would you be able to fly on an airplane with that? Would you be able to get on a jetliner?
Yeah, it is TSA approved. It's got 3A rated soft armor in, which, you know, it isn't steel core. It's a soft body armor, so you know, part of our design intention with the backpack was to make it a concealed body armor, to make sure that, you know, if you're ever in a situation where, for God forbid, you have to use it, you are not standing out as some sort of you know, target or challenge or anything like that, but rather you just blend in and you're able to carry body armor with you that doesn't scream, hey, this person's wearing body armor.
So, like, does it have a chest strap that I could take and reverse it and stick it on my chest and fasten it behind my back and use it as a plate carrier if I had to face somebody head on?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. Me and you need to talk about sending one of those to me. Just so I can review it. That's that is actually one of the most forward-thinking ideas I've ever heard, simply because that does play that whole gray man, that takes that whole gray man concept out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That term was actually one of the ideas that we talked about kicking around as a name for the product itself, because that was very much part of the philosophy and intention behind the design of the product, and making sure that when we built it and built the armor into it, we built it in the right place so that the armor is sewn high up into the back panel of the backpack, so that when you're wearing it properly, it provides adequate coverage for all of your vitals, and You know, if you flip it around on your chest and keep it high up and don't let it sort of slouch down, it'll effectively cover the same surface area that a plate carrier would.
Right. Will it carry a laptop? I mean, it almost looks like a just standard backpack that you would buy your child to go to school with.
Absolutely. That's the idea. We didn't really want it to stand out. We tried to make the label, the branding is simple and
right.
as possible. We intentionally did not want it to catch the eye's attention. We wanted it to just blend in and be a concealed sort of two-in-one product that is a functional backpack that you can wear just every day and that you would probably eventually even forget that you've got it because it's so inconspicuous.
Well, I've looked at the pictures of it, and it is definitely something that actually goes into that point of where, and I mean, nowadays, even a logo like that, everybody's got a logo like that. That's I've seen some of these YouTuber kids that have, like Logan Paul, his Maverick logo looks a little bit like the AR-500 armor logo does.
Sure. Or maybe if you're a Star Wars fan, it's part of the Rebel Alliance or what have you. But yeah, there's, it could easily be a number of things that doesn't scream body armor.
Right. So, that product in and of itself, now you guys have done armored backpacks before, but I mean, this is another reason to look at this and say, why would you want to have a background check for that? Like that backpack costs about the same amount of money as an everyday carry backpack from Mystery Ranch, because I know, because I have one. Does it have
Sure.
You told me it has a laptop carrier. What else, as far as its function and everything, has it have a few compartments for organization and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, just the standard stuff that you would expect from a basic book bag. It's got the main compartment with the laptop pocket, then two other pockets with, you know, loops for your pens, your keys, that sort of stuff. And that's our base, our entry-level model. It's the Phoenix, so the allusion to our logo, of course, because that we see as being largely our signature, our flagship product to help make body armor more of a mainstream thing. We want it to become more normalized and sort of take away some of the stigma because, you know, what we found is that it's kind of bizarre that more and more people have grown somewhat accustomed to people, you know, carrying firearms, you know, concealed or even depending on where you are geographically, even open.
Right.
But when you tell people, oh, I've got body armor, they look at you like you grew a second head or something, and it's unusual. But and that seems a little odd. Like, this is a passive tool for saving your life. So it shouldn't be strange. It would be ideal if nobody needed it ever because we didn't have, you know, nut jobs out there doing crazy things. But that's just a fact of life, but that's always going to exist, and that's not going away. So in light of knowing that, you know, evil people are going to be out there doing evil things. How can we equip people with the tools to defend themselves and do so in such a way that is is unobtrusive to their day-to-day life? And something like a backpack, we think, makes a lot of sense.
Well, it does, and it's also it's one of those things that people do actually use. You've got it at a price point to where it's competitive with everybody else, and it comes with that added flair. And this is, you know, you would have a backpack like this with body armor in it, same reason you'd have a first aid kit.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, again, going back to that bill about you know, making it harder to get, you know, should we ban first aid kits because, you know, bad people might use it to heal themselves and we want bad people to die? Should we ban deadbolt locks because bad people might lock things up? And should we have a sunglasses or sunscreen because, you know, we want bad people to die of skin cancer or something like that? Why would you take away protective means that are useful to the vast majority of the population in, you know, the ways that they are intended to be designed and what these products are actually for just because a few idiots use them to do awful things? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does if you realize the part where it's not about personal safety. It's never been about our personal safety. They want to do that. And you know this. This is, I'm not telling you something you don't know. They're doing that because they want to, you know, they want to be in charge.
Yeah. Well, it would just be nice if, you know, there was a little bit more candor, you know, if they just came out and said, you know what, we want to ban all scary looking things, you know. Please, someone tell me what an assault rifle is. You know, how are they going to define that legally? Well, it's a gun that looks scary. Well, what's the problem with body armor? Well, I would imagine if you pressed them, Schumer would not have a problem with a unarmored backpack. But, you know, a tactical vest, well, that looks tactical and it looks scary. So, you know, why don't we just call it the Ban Scary Things Act, or Scary Looking Tactical Things Act, and, you know, and discuss what they're actually trying to do.
Yeah, that that would probably be a good idea. That would make things easier to understand, wouldn't it? I think it would. But that's beside the point. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about the kind of specials they have right now, because whenever AR-500 Armor is running a special, it's like Crazy Larry's doing a sale. So they got some crazy sales going on right now, and there's no reason not to buy body armor at the prices they sell it at. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Jeffrey, if you will, hold on, please. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Jeffrey Schultz from AR 500 Armor. One thing that I would say for everybody listening, if you are, anytime I look at a politician saying something like this, I'm looking at them trying to normalize things. And I have to say that I think we need to start probably calling congressmen and saying, why would you put a background check on something that harms no one?
Amen. Preach it, Bill.
Preach it. Right now at AR500Armor.com, you can get 41% off on the Testudo or 35% off on the Veritas, which are the two plate carriers I have here. The Veritas is an excellent plate carrier. It's sort of small and compact and bare bones and really easy to get on. Testudo is a epic plate carrier because it'll carry both sides plates without you doing any sort of adjustment. It has all the coverage that you need, and it's 41% off. And I guess I have to ask, what are you guys, like, crazy? What are you doing? I mean,
yeah. So we're celebrating our anniversary. It's our birthday party, Bill.
Right.
Company was started back in 2012 in August, and so this is our annual anniversary sale. We broke it up into 3 weeks, so last week we sort of remembered our past, and we had some sales on things like our Valkyrie, which is a carrier we haven't sold in a while, but it was really popular a few years back, and sort of paid homage to the plate that started it all, our flat level 3, you know, advanced shooters cut plate, which we did a BOGO on, buy one, get one for $65. And the rifle rated steel core plate with our proprietary liner. And then, so this week we transitioned to sort of celebrating where we are now. And, you know, the Testudo and the Veritas are two of our best-selling carriers. And we've also got deals on our newer carriers, the Invictus and the Freeman, which we launched.
37% off on the Invictus and 41% off on the Freeman. And these are all coming with armor packages as well. The The Invictus package, let's see what that comes with. That comes with, it's the Invictus General Issue Package Carry Plates and Quick Release. Normally it is $474. Right now you can buy it for $299, which a lot of your competitors, the plate carrier by itself costs more than the top line price that you have on the whole package.
Sure. Sure. We, I mean, part of the company DNA that we exist to, like I said a moment ago, get a body armor into the hands of every citizen in the Republic. We want it to be a Republic that is fully armored. So we are not about charging the ridiculous prices. We want to, you know, we want to run a business. We want to be profitable and everything, but there's no sense in being absurd with the prices that we're charging. So our goal is about, and just as we want everybody to be a Second Amendment exerciser in terms of their firearms. Everyone should own a firearm. We also want everybody to own some body armor to go along with it. So we don't want our products to be cost prohibitive, and that's why we, especially from time to time, we'll offer these big sales. But even on a regular day-to-day basis, we try to hit price points that are very reasonable and affordable for people in every season of life.
Well, I mean, the Invictus is a very space age sort of very modern plate carrier. It's made out of really light material. It's got laser cuts instead of moly on it. It's a very, very space age one. And the Freeman, now this comes with two curved plates at 41% off. That's even more bare. Now that's something that you would maybe carry. Would it fit into the Phoenix backpack if you wanted to carry that around?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that would be, if you want that extra rifle protection with you, you throw it in your Phoenix backpack and you're good to go.
Well, with this now, this is a, wow. So this comes with two level 3 9x9 plates, multi-curve base coat, and the plate carrier itself. And the current price for that plate carrier armor package is $99. That's the on sale price. The frontline price is $169, which by itself is already ridiculous.
Yeah, like I said, we wanted to make it so that price shouldn't be a reason for anyone to not own armor. So we think at $100 for a plate carrier and rifle rated plates, there's no reason to not pick up your first carrier, or in the case of like the Freeman, maybe you've already got one. Well, get the Freeman, throw it in your trunk, throw it in your backpack, so you've always got something with you.
Right.
You know, if something should happen.
The what is the trend now for people that are setting up plates? Because when I first set up my AR-500 armor plate carriers, the people that were the tactical types, because I never ran a plate carrier when I was in the military, so I don't know. They were like, you need to be running that slick, which I can sort of see that if you're going to get in the prone position, you don't want to be laying on your mags and your weapons and all that other stuff. So, you guys sell all manner of things to configure these things. What is the, how do most people like to put theirs together?
Yeah, it really depends on their use case. So, like I said, if they imagine themselves being prone and they want to work on their long distance shooting, they're probably not going to put any pouches in the front, and they might have some mag pouches on their side. Our general issue package, our fully loaded packages, we set those up with the packages, the pouches and everything included in the package, in the ways that we recommend based on what we've seen from our sales data. So how most people are buying them and configuring the packages just make it easy to get in there, and with a few clicks you've got something that it is going to match what most people are buying. So if you take a look at our general issue, I think we've got some rifle mag pouches, pistol mag pouches, and maybe a holster on there as well. But beyond that, it's up to you if you want to run what type of IFAC you want to run, if you want to run a zippered IFAC, one of our quick deployment IFACs, or we've got a new Kamala back IFAC made to go on the back of your carrier, and just with a quick tug of a little pull tab, you can have all the content that you need out ready to go really quickly.
Let's continue on, shall we? So we've got that covered. Now you have a level 3+ bundle. Now is the 3+, is this the lightweight plate? Because I've got I think I have the 3 Plus Lite, which are really good plates.
Yeah, so we sell 3 Plus plates, and then we also sell 3 Plus Lightweight. So, and we've got charts and diagrams all over our website showing, you know, what the difference is in terms of the rounds that they'll stop under what conditions and speeds and everything like that. So they're very comparable. The lightweight is a little bit thinner and a little bit less weight, and the cut is a little bit different. So all in the name of trying to shave off as much weight as we can while still providing as much protection as possible. So slightly different, but yeah, both the top of the line in terms of steel core body armor.
You got the Rheinle going on right now, which is your soft body armor. If you stack those, in the plate carrier, would the soft body armor actually slow down a rifle round?
It would, to some degree.
But it's not going to stop it.
No. Like.
Okay.
You know, to be honest, I haven't had my R&D guys test that one, but that sounds like a fun project. How many Rheinlichs will it take to stop
a rifle round?
Get you to 3-plus or level 4 rating.
Fine, people. It only takes 5 to stop a rifle round. How would I stuff 5 into the front pocket? That kind of thing. For the weight savings and everything else. Listen, we're about to run out of time. You got to not be a stranger. You need to come and join me. This is your show as much as mine. You got to come and join me.
Thanks, so Bill. And before I sign off, just want to say, you know, next week is our future part of the anniversary sale, and we've got some new products that we'll be launching. So, keep an eye
on. Plan on coming back next week, and let's talk about that, if you would.
Sounds good.
All right, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Bye-bye.
Check them out, AR500Armor.com. Go check out those crazy specials they've got. Coming up next, I've been working out for the better part of a month now, and things are changing for me, and a lot of that has to do with Elevate. We're going to talk to the CEO, Ken Byers, about that. That's next hour. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.